Listen up. If you're planning on going to Jupiter, I have some suggestions on where you should go. First of all, you're not going to the surface. There is no surface. You would just descend into thicker and thicker clouds. So I guess you're going to want to like hover on top of or within the top layer of clouds. I think it'd be cool to go like right here between two bands moving around the planet in different directions and just see what happens. Maybe you'll form like a human whirlpool or something. If you do that, I think you'll end up at the Great Red Spot, which is the largest and longest persisting storm in the entire solar system. It's 16,500 kilometers across, which is 1.3 times the diameter of Earth, so you're going to be there a while. But then you can look up and see if you can find any of the distinctly pink or blue lightning on Jupiter. And then since you're obviously indestructible, you're going to start to head into the planet. Once you get deep enough, there might be diamond rain, so bring a bag or open your pockets. And if you're willing to risk it all for your own knowledge, dive into Jupiter and let us know what the core is like. And then you can come out and on the way home, you can pass by Jupiter's hidden rings and like 100 moons. Happy exploring!